Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. After 2 long years of distraction and political attacks, Special Counsel Mueller released his report. The Trump campaign did not conspire or coordinate with the Russian government. Okay, the witch hunt is over and done with. The cloud is lifted. Attorney General William Barr ruled no evidence to support obstruction of justice. It's time for our elected officials to focus on the real issues facing our country. I don't suggest that we should not hold Russia accountable, but we do have other things to do. We have a crisis of 1 million illegals crashing our southern border. Each day, Border Patrol officials are releasing into our country 1,000 immigrant family members, 1,000 every day. Some members of Congress are saying, oh, it's nothing, don't worry about it. Well, they're wrong. Laws are being broken, and our border security is failing. Our elected officials, both parties, should negotiate a legislative solution. We need legal workers, to butcher our hogs and pick our strawberries. And citizens of this country should demand action. We have other work to do. How about fixing our roads and bridges, and especially locks and dams? If we're going to be a world leader, we need an infrastructure that will deliver the goods. Think about it this way. To get this done will be costly. But for those of us that use roads, bridges, waterways, we should pay a user's fee. How about raising the gas tax? It has not been increased for more than 35 years. Let's be creative. I was on a conference call yesterday of ag leaders all across the country. It was a Trump ag team. And the governor of Nebraska updated us on the damage the storm has inflicted. In Nebraska and surrounding states, more than 5 million baby calves have drowned. Millions of acres underwater. Our waterways are so old, they do need a lot of work. Another very important piece of work for our Congress, get to work and pass our new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. It's good for agriculture and it's good for our country. And finally, thank you to the Trump administration for their decision to delist the gray wolf as an endangered species. We have more than 5,000 gray wolves in the United States, and Canada has 50,000. And the Canadian wolves don't have to get a passport to cross the border either. Maybe we can prevent them from killing our baby calves and sheep. That does it for this week, and I am John Block from Washington.